This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and this is live, and we're on hour two, and we're beginning to discuss some of the companies that are involved in making changes based upon the what I call the indirect contaminants and development and the politics of it. The company that has one of the more intensive activities and has for some time is Affymetrics Incorporated. They have a collaboration with the Boston University School of Medicine on identifying expression markers that distinguish smokers and lung cancer from those without these findings. And this is very important because Affymetrics is they have their three patents out for the automatic biochip to be able to make diagnoses and based on a biochip form. I've talked about them before and some of their advances, but this particular one is called a microarray, which is what these are called on these chips. they want to discuss airway gene expression biomarkers with Affymetrics advancements, and they want to be able to detect suspected lung cancer. And if they can combine cytopathic cells with gene expression biomarkers, then the diagnostic sensitivity of this procedure can go from 53% to 95%. And that's the way their patents read, and I think that I think they have a very valid in a market system to be able to develop what I call a biomarker that can connect to another gene structure, which will create another company. I'm very impressed with Curigen Corporation. They're connected with Yale University. And they have a gene sequencer system to be able to detect pathogenic contents of bacteria responsible for infections in the lung and in the urinary tract infections. And this is very important since the chloramine increases urinary tract infections in males by 14%. And the result of the large portion of the genes are very hard to find in a normal method, but they have developed methods on foreign bacterial DNA. Very high company on this. GE Healthcare, of course, is developing services worldwide to devise ways to develop a global business merger with Siemens Health Services. And this is also a good a good market play. Their particular intellectual property hasn't fully come to force yet. Of course, you can't analyze pending patents, but the point is that their goal systems as to what they have is very is very important. One of the concepts of having predictive antibodies, which these companies are trying to develop ways to develop autoimmune diseases, to detect such things as type 1 diabetes and other body tissues that may be simulating these kinds of diseases. This is very, very important, and it's going to be the whole future of new companies and venture capital work. When we come back after the break, why we're going to get into great detail further on detecting diseases. The call-in number is 800-313-9443.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Mary Ann on the line from Arkansas. Mary Ann, are you there?
Good morning, Dr. Parker, and welcome back.
Oh, yes, thank you very much.
I'm so glad to see you back in with live programs and feeling better. Thank you for the information that you bring forward. It's wonderful. And I just was made aware of something you probably know. Some of the listeners may want to take action on this. The USDA has approved planting of rice with human gene.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. Yeah.
Right, and we've got a small window of opportunity that we can comment on this, and if there's a loud enough public outcry, maybe we can get this turned back. But we've only got until the 30th of this month. There's a good article on it at newstarget.com. It's about two-thirds of the way down the page, but newstarget.com. And also there's a good campaign on to have genetically, free schools free of genetically modified food.
Mm-hmm.
And the Institute for Responsible Technology is doing that, and there's information at their website, which is simply responsibletechnology.org.
Yeah.
But I thought that they seem to be having some success with that. It seems like there's just so much out there to fight. There really is.
Yeah. One of the things that I wanted to ask you, Marianne, and by the way, thank you very much for calling the show. What is your opinion about the rice issue and the biotechnology of it? I mean, what part of that you do or do not like? Hello?
Yeah, that's a vast subject. As I understand it, this genetically modified food into our system can change our DNA. It can set up things that reproduce in our intestines, even if we quit eating the modified food later.
Mm-hmm.
This is another example of the type of genetic modification that's going on. But there was it's called BT toxins that was placed in cotton for some reason. And this cotton was planted in India. The handlers, the workers who touched this cotton, broke out in horrible allergies. The sheep that grazed near this cotton died, and the cattle and the pigs that were put in contact with it became sterile.
Mm-hmm.
So,
now that story came, I think, last week. Didn't that story break last week?
Well, I just heard it a couple of days ago.
Yeah, and I think now one of the things that the reason I'm asking your opinion in seriousness is that I've done a lot of background work in genetic engineering concepts, reviewed a lot of material, and which really got me started in the concept of chloramine being in the water and changed the nitrogen base of some of it, because it automatically changed the genes and it automatically changed the chromosomes. But one of the things that, and I was involved actually in being on the team of creating the genetically engineered strawberry so that it could grow in the cold temperatures. It feeds about one-third of the world today.
Right.
But I was crucified by religious groups, and that was a long time ago. I had my car turned over, burned. Uh-huh. That was when we were planting this the genetically engineered strawberry for a test plot in Northern California. But the thing is that the reason I'm asking you with great earnest about this is that if you tie in one piece of information that you can't put a gene in a place that it doesn't want to go, which is true, you can't do that. I mean, you know, a lot of these genes, I'll give you the good news and the bad news. A lot of these genes, when they're placed in terms of modifying foods, are placed there for protection of the food at that time against the very thing that man is creating in the amine insecticides.
Right.
In other words, it's a very strange logic, but it happens to be the way that's going. Now, if you have, like, the latest story is that the reason bees are dying is because they're being affected by...
Absolutely.
Yeah, by the biogenetic... plants that they're taking in, and of course, now the whole process of that is that there was a story which by the extraterrestrial folks saying that every ninth, I think this was on George Norrie's show, somebody told me about that every ninth beehive is gone when the beekeeper goes out in the field. And then, of course, the conspiracy thing goes where the ETs are doing something to the bees and, you know, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. Now, that story was tied in to the cotton story in India. And as it came out in terms of this, there, if you look at the concept of the gene structures that are supposed to be involved in that cotton versus the kind of symptoms they had, how would someone be able to say that the gene structure of the cotton affected the animals and the humans? In other words, there has to be some other mechanism at work. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
You see, and the thing is, and the other thing about the rice, which is it's a little bit difficult, you take the rice situation this and the other side of it. China embraces that rise. I mean, they say, well, you know, if it wasn't for that genetically engineered rice, many billions of people just wouldn't be eating today.
Right.
You know, that type of thing. Now, my question and what I'm putting forth in this is the fact that what I'm talking about right now, which is being able to predict autoantibodies for predicting disease. Now, my position of this is a little bit different, is the fact that how do we know that if we're supposed to be predicting diseases as our future medicine based on gene therapy, and we have all of these aspects of real-world things that are changing our genes, how do we know what we're testing?
It gets confusing, doesn't
it? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm gonna listen offline, but this is something that the American people just simply have to rise up
and learn
about and take action on. And we're gonna have to have some sort of mechanism like you're working on that will let us go back and review and make corrections where these things have been done that's so dangerous to our health.
Oh, absolutely.
My great thank you to you.
Oh, and I'm glad to hear from you, Marianne.
We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
One of the things about the potential uses of being able to predict diseases is based upon the idea that it may possibly bring diseases to the person's attention so they can consider preventive therapy. The other idea is to reveal how soon the disease process is likely to cause the symptoms, or to predict the severity and probable rate of the progression of each disorder. As another aspect that I'm bringing up is the trials of prevention for rare diseases that are feasible by identifying these subjects at high risk and then avoiding the need for large numbers of volunteers from the general population, which I think has great merit. But our last caller is bringing up a very important point, and that is if we are discussing our future in terms of evolution. See, you have to have an evolution concept signal in your gene system in order to reproduce. Yeah, that's why we have biorhythms, that's why we have cycles, and built into our body. That's why when we're born with the genetic makeups that give signals that are progressive for each type of activity that we're going to have in our body's activity response to the environment and learning systems. So therefore, we're all based upon what can happen in our stem cells, which are in our bone marrow, which give the signals that are necessary for our immune system, for our basis of determining disease. Now, if we as people wish to change plants, change animals, change the way we develop the eating process, then we are also dealing with the productive capacity of those plants and animals that are affecting our immune system. Remember the thesis that I'm bringing up. I'm not against biotechnology because I happen to know that there are some very serious outcomes that are very good for the human race to survive. I've come across that for people to live on this planet in any period of time, we have to find ways to change our immune system to be able to make it work. That's all there is to it. There isn't any other way we can look at this because the gene pool is being depleted, and certain things of the gene system are not functioning correctly, and so we have to do ways to change this. And I'm going to get back on this very subject without belaboring it, but it happens to be the very core of politics, medicine, and law of our world today, not just the United States of America. See you at the other end of the break, and call in 800-313-9443.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and we're on air live on republicbroadcasting.com, and go there and support the station, and also take a click on chloramine causes collateral damage, and pass it to your friends, and also delve into the archives of Parker Pathways on some of the exposés that I've presented concerning genetic engineering, genetic treaties, and the development of the new medicine. I want to make one point very quickly because we're limited on time. The reason for predicting diseases is really based on a model that can be learned from diabetes. The reason this is extraordinarily important is that this is an autoimmune attack of the pancreas and the Langerhans, which are the cells in the pancreas. And these are T cells, and these are T lymphocytes, B lymphocytes. Lymphocyte is a white cell that has various forms of function. The T cell comes from the thymus, and the B cells are produced in constant signals from the bone marrow. When they go into the pancreas, they can cause most of the damage for the development of B cells that split into antibodies and proteins and use the influence the amount of insulin uptake that's necessary to survive. The key point here is that years later, this is the whole key to all of this discussion of politics and the rest of it. Years later, as the attack on these insulin cells will continue, damaging them severely. And so they affect the proteins, which, by the way, the name of the proteins of which whole commercial activities of research are based around are proteins called GAD and the IA2, which is a form of another interleukins have been made from IA2. And the order and time in which these various sequences and rhythm can cause years later the autoantibodies and the diabetes risks to continue, and that contribute to the beta cell, which is formed of the lymphocyte, to do killing. And, of course, this part of the research of this kind of prediction is still unknown, but the whole point, that's the basis of the research. Now, the idea is to develop what happens years later. This is the key to survival for the human condition. And the studies that are being done now, of course, are based on Addison disease, on antibodies in the adrenal tissue. You have the antiphospholipoid syndromes, which are complications of the disorder of the recurring clots and blood vessels in pregnancy. And this is directly related to the amine-based in the water and food that affects the antiphospholipoids. And then there's celiac disease, which is a digestive disorder, and this is triggered by gluten in foods. And these predictive antibodies are already identified, but the new research has developed enzymes that can be detected, which are called transglutaminases. And this is very important for another form of disease that can cause death immediately. Of course, multiple sclerosis is a neurological condition. This is causing the loss of movement. I consider this extraordinary predictive disease research on the myelin sheath, which is the sheath over the nerve systems, and it insulates the nerves to appear to predict the risk of multiple sclerosis. The problem here that I see this, but that can be solved in another way. I have always felt that multiple sclerosis was tied into other gene triggers in the body for other kinds of viruses. The other thing about rheumatoid arthritis on the autoimmune predictions, which is the research going on, is to develop ways to detect citrulline, a compound that's got modified proteins in it. This is extraordinary work. If you can find this way to produce a way of predicting that autoantibody 10 years before rheumatoid arthritis occurred, you could then determine which form of toxic water and food has caused that trigger. And, of course, you got systemic lupus erythematosus. These patients suffer. If you can get a 5-year jump on the detection of this, it can affect many organs, and usually it's kidneys and skin. You are making tremendous challenges come to fore that you can solve right away. I predict that the clinical laboratory of the future will be placing blood plasma on chip segments, like Affymetrics is doing, the company I mentioned earlier. And then, of course, the autoantigens and the autoantibodies giving different signals on that microchip. And then containing these autoantigens are known to be capable of eliciting, really, the autoimmune reactions. And then that would show up on a computer screen, and you could make your prediction of which disease you will have in 4 years, 5 years, and 6 years. That is going to be what I see as the future medicine. We'll come back on after the break and discuss the problems of some of these predictive qualities.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and we have our call-in number at 1-800-313-9443. We're discussing the ideas of the problem of predicting diseases and the good parts. I'm going to present what I think is the extraordinary considerations of how to foretell a patient's risk of future disease. How people will start to, what I call, muck into the ethical and practical issues. And most of these people are not medically or medical science oriented, which I find fascinating. But what I've written out is that one of the questions is, should doctors test for diseases that have no preventive treatment or cure? It would be interesting if the callers wanted to take a quiz of a yes or no to some of these questions. By the way, if you want to send any hard copy to me, you can send it to the Wynn Research Center, P.O. Box 864, Millbrae, California, 94030. And, of course, I have the email site. One of the questions I'll repeat is, should doctors test for diseases that have no preventive treatment or cure? The next question would be, what is the best way to make sure the patients understand that a positive test does not mean disease will definitely develop, but in any case, a given probability of risk? What's his name? Dave? Dave? Oh, Jay. Okay, from New Jersey. Thank you. And the next question would be, how can the risk of positive and negative tests be minimized so that few patients are unnecessarily alarmed or mistakenly reassured? And is the cost of routine screening justified by the number of patients who would be found to be at risk and able to benefit from the early treatment? For autoimmune diseases that run in families, should family members be afflicted individuals to be tested, and will the worry over the result indicating that the high risk be easier to live with than the anxiety of not knowing? And, of course, will a positive test lead to discrimination from employers, health insurers, and societies in general? I consider this the main force, because most people talking about health insurance today and a new health plan for America, in my opinion, do not know what they're talking about. I understand that Jay is on the line from New Jersey as a caller to Parker Pathways. Hello, Jay.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Jay.
Hello. Let me scramble and turn this thing down.
And, Jay is on the line.
Sorry. Yeah, a follow-up question on the honeybee issue. Did you have an opinion on that, or you kind of let that go as, like, not enough research?
You mean for the honeybees dying?
Yeah, from genetically engineered food.
Well, I have actually three views on that. First of all, honeybees are as you know, are very selective about where they get their pollen within their 300-mile radiuses in terms of melanomeres specific for collecting pollen for specific reasons, because they have to have water to be able to make their honey, right? And so it's really not a question of where the crop is, it's where the water's located. And I think that there's something to be said for, let's say, a honeybee does get into an insecticide area of crops and carries it back to the hive. I think some harm could be done on that. Number two, if you have a genetically engineered crop, you have genetically engineered so in such a way as not to have the insecticide. So I think the argument is bogus in terms of being able to develop that concept that genetic engineered crops are causing the bees to die. No, what I think is happening there is, in fact, that story, by the way, was planted by the environmentalist. Jay, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, that was planted by the environmentalists 2 weeks ago. And their version of the world is because, believe it or not, the environmentalists have not taken their basic science course to understand that we do not have fruit, we do not have basic foods unless that honeybee makes the pollination on the tree or the plant and the rest of it. So the genetically engineered system to be able to kill the honeybee has to change its genetic system to accept the genetically engineered product. See? You cannot.
That makes sense.
You see what I'm saying? You can't place a gene where it doesn't want to go. And that's a fact. I mean, you can genetically engineer any kind of plant or system, but you only engineer it for that reason. In other words, there's a specific reason. You want the plant to be safer, or you want the plant to be able to go through drought, or you want the plant to be able to resist certain pests and insects. But in order for the bee to be involved in that cycle, you'd have to genetically engineer such a way to keep the bee from pollinating. And no one would do that in agriculture. You know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? They wouldn't do that because they need the bee. So, and then the third aspect that I have for this is what I call the unknown factor. And this is what this show is really all about, the politics of predicting disease. The whole process of this is there's going on in our world, like it or not, an unknown factor. I just call it factor X, which is affecting our genes and basic structures in such a way that it's affecting our insects and to be able to pollinate. That's extraordinarily obvious. I mean, but we don't know what the factor is. See, we're dealing with a lot of unknowns in terms of how does the change occur in such a way to cause destruction of life rather than the perpetuation of life. You see what I'm saying, Jay?
Yes.
There is absolutely solid autoantibody systems that are part of our disease states that we can change, but the insects and birds and the concept, like you talk about the bird flu, is inevitable. How do you think the bird flu got there? If it was they had to change their gene structure based on a signal from somewhere. See? And we don't know where somewhere is. See? In fact, some of the cultures from some of these viruses and the rest of it, they have alphanumeric codes. They don't even have names because nobody know where they don't know where they came from. And the last thing is, if we as humans have to take medicines to be able to counterindicate or and help us, how is it that we only have one antibiotic left in the world that works? That's a reality. See? And if we are genetically engineered working on the animals doing that, then they'd have to go back and say, well, we're going to genetically engineer and really mess up the human beings. Go ahead, Jay. I didn't mean to take all that time, but those are real-world aspects of the thing, and the politicians smooth it over. They say, well, somebody's going to take care.
Well, I used to say it's completely absurd, but now I'm not 100% sure that they're not genetically engineering whatever they can get their hands on, including us.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm going to tell you, I'm glad you
mentioned
that.
With a vengeance, not by accident.
Yeah. Another thing, too, there was a fire that went nationally in the past month from Kaiser Hospitals, where they're talking about how they want women and certain age men to participate in gene studies. And it's a question and answer series of basing on being able to give them permission to be able to take this gene pool and work with it. Of course, in one of the answer and question series, which a person would ask, will I be able to see the results? And they said, no, only by people who are qualified to read peer review systems and so forth. Now, we're talking about 75 million people, Jay. 75 million people in the healthcare system. Excuse me. That are being genetic studies. Okay. So if somebody doesn't tell you the reason for why they want to have your gene pool, why then there's something wrong with it.
I can agree with that too.
Oh, that's Kaiser. That's Kaiser Hospital. That is national. And I think it's a very extensive questionnaire.
Well, when you follow Kaiser back, they scare the hell out of me. That's a pretty, well-known, but, yeah, an interesting past to that company.
Well, they get a lot of government grants.
Yeah, they got it from a lot of different governments going back many years.
Yeah.
So, okay, I was just wondering if there was anything definite on the honeybee thing. What I've heard is they wander away, and they're not even finding dead bees. The bees just seem to they leave the hive, and they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how that could be really ruled into anything if you're not finding dead bees to look at.
I agree.
But as far as I know, they haven't even found the dead honeybees. They seem to disappear.
That's right.
Which is even odder.
Yes, it is, because bees always come back to the hive.
Well, I'm outside looking at some odd triangular clouds, and somehow I have a feeling that has something to do with it, but who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Well, listen, Jay, I'm glad you called.
Thank you for your time.
Oh, yeah, and keep listening and call anytime.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, Jay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And one of the things that we're talking about here,
in terms of corporation concepts and the rest of it, is that you take the recent studies about spinach. Now, the FDA has been taking care of spinach for a while, got a lot of E. coli systems. But Congress just appropriated the other day $20 million for the spinach industry to give them help. On the appropriation bill for the Iraqi war, there's an amendment there to give $60 million to the spinach industry. So I ask you, there's going to be a lot of work the FDA is doing that's good work in managing the spinach concept. But this affects our processing systems of how we process food and how we develop it in such a way to make it suitable for us to eat. And there's a company called Luminex Corporation, and some of their serology panels from the human blood body are the treatments of patient counseling in terms of what they eat. And this is a very secret project. It's not secret anymore because I'm talking about it on the radio. But they're dealing with focused diagnostics. Their concept and their ability on their IPOs going on the market, they want to develop a very fast herpes select and IG test kit in the herpes simplex virus. Now, based upon this, they want to duplicate this test for food. And I find that a fascinating goal, something to keep an eye on. There's another company called Stratagene. Stratagene has done some very important work. They have $57 million reported for the same period of the fourth quarter of year 2006. But they want to test food, too, all of a sudden. And then they've got the Ivenogen Corporation. They're developing DNA vaccines and for therapies and being able to want to vaccinate everybody against what we should be taking out of the water, and so they want to vaccinate people so they can still drink the water, and they don't make a bone about that. The Beckman Coulter Company has developed a CD4 test for diagnosing and monitoring HIV, AIDS in areas where electricity is unreliable. I think this is a good venture. However, some of the CD4 T cell counts as part of the HIV infection process is really mutating. And I think that this also has to be determined in the predictive development of autoimmune systems for future diseases. There is the concept of Transgenomic Incorporated. Their particular analysis of developing advanced information systems to take the genetic studies that are being done in America and put them into an information data bank. That's one of the companies that's planning to do that. And I'm very high, of course, on their research. I think that they have good research, but the change of directions of these companies to all of a sudden move into these areas of hiding, vaccinating, using different databases for what is the toxicity of our environment and our immune system, I find to be a very a very curious development. And to April 2nd, the public can comment on the draft risk assessment for animal cloning and food safety. The public comment is open with the Food and Drug Administration on cloning of animals,
And they have found, of course, what I already knew, that there are no material differences between the foods or any vitamins and minerals between the cloned animals. There are some proposed risk management plan problems, recognizing that the same kind of developmental abnormalities that are seen really with other kinds of animals can be seen with cloned animals because they're cloned. But the reason for cloning, it gives really a farmer their complete control over the offspring and that have inherited traits. And not only is our immune system concept in human beings failing in this world and in the globe, but also animals are not being able to develop proper immune systems to be able to develop a response to be able to reproduce, which is another reason why cloning of animals for human consumption is very very much a high priority in this country. We'll come back at the other end of the break, and I'll give you some touch bases, reference points, and some people in the White House.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and I wanted to let my Parker Pathway listeners know the WW site at the FDA to comment on cloned animals. The docket number is 2003N-0573. You have until April 2nd. You can put, as Parker Pathway listeners, you can place your comments on www.fda.gov/CUM, clone risk assessment .htm, and you can get a world view there that will help you make some decisions as to how you can have real world input. On each one of my shows, I'm going to be doing this, and where you can have real world input with real people at the other end that make these decisions that I've been talking about. You can also write to Food and Drug Administration, 5630 Fisher's Lane, room 1061, Rockville, Maryland, 20852, and include your number, the docket number for cloned animals, which is 2003N-0573. And you'll get another idea of who makes these decisions and how they work. You have some of the names that have been moving around on the prominent staff system that affect these decisions that we've discussed today, which is the politics of predicting diseases, from the Jones Day law firm. Constance Daugherty, who was an associate, is now she's a legislative director, and was a and with Representative Peter Welch from the Democrat from Vermont. You have SBC Communications, which is now AT&T, directly influencing the Senate on these issues. Sean Kennedy, who was a lobbyist, is now the chief of staff with Senator Claire McCaskill, the Democrat from Missouri. You have the Senate hiring the law firm Womble, Carl and Sandridge, a John Mashburn, who was the general counsel, and he is now connected with the decision maker on these issues we've discussed today, which is Senator Judd Gregg, and of course now John Mashburn is a legislative specialist who is trying to make laws to circumvent some of the other issues of not having the people have a right to vote on their food and water. We have the House. The House of Representatives, who hired the law firm Mayer, Brown, Rowe, and Moll, and Howard Waltzman, was the chief counsel of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, and now has become a partner of that firm, of which the House of Representatives hired to develop issues. It's been very good to have this show and be back with my Parker Pathway listeners, and I dedicate this show to Dr. Aaron Leon and his team. God bless those people, and support the VA hospitals. They have the best care in the world, and the people that work at the VA hospitals are absolutely the top-rate people. I say that because of the present stories in the paper, and we'll have a whole another follow-up on the VA hospitals on the next show. And justice for all. See you next time on Parker Pathways.